מצד הבחן פרחס משנה בייס קצ'ם וקצ'ם מין במינו זה יקרב לשם מישהו וזה יקרב לשם מישהו. If Reuben and Shimon both have the same type of korban, and the two korbanos got mixed up, and now we don't know which korban belongs to Reuben, and which korban belongs to Shimon, we still could bring both korbanos on the mizbeach. And since they are the same type of korban, so the avodos are the same. And it doesn't make a difference that we don't know which korban belongs to who. As long as the kohen is makir of each one l'shem mishu, meaning to say he doesn't have a specific owner in mind when he brings a korban on the mizbeach, instead he is makir of it stam, you should have in mind that whoever owns this korban, that's who the korban should be for. Karchen b'karchen min b'she'ino mino. Yiru achi stovu. If there are two different types of korbanos that got mixed up, one min got mixed up with a different min, and now, since we don't know which korban is which, we cannot bring them on the mizbeach. As different types of korbanos have different types of avodos, the matan damim aren't always the same, or the haktara or the achila is not the same. So therefore, since we cannot bring the korban, we send the korbanos out to pasture until they get a mum, v'yimachor, and after they get a mum, they would be sold. V'yavi b'tmei ayafe shebehen mimin zeh. U'b'tmei ayafe shebehen mimin zeh. V'yaskin ha'meiser mi'beso. We would take the amount of money, whichever the more valuable the korbanos is worth, and we would say that whichever one of these korbanos, for example, is an olah, should be redeemed on this money, and then we would again take that amount of money and say whichever one of these korbanos, for example, is an asha, should be redeemed on this money. And since we don't know which korban is the one that is worth more, so we have to take that more valuable amount and redeem both korbanos on that amount, and the difference in price between the more valuable and less valuable korban would have to come from his pocket. This is the amount that he would lose now that the two korbanos got mixed up. It's arvu b'bechor u'b'meiser yiru achi istavu v'yachlu k'bechor u'k'meiser. If a korban got mixed up with a bechor or a meiser, meiser behema, then we cannot send them all out to pasture and redeem all of them. As a bechor and a korban meiser cannot be redeemed. If a bechor or a meiser gets a mum, we do not redeem it. Instead, the bechor is eaten by the kohen, and the meiser behema is eaten by the owner. After it gets a mum, we do not redeem it. So what do we do if a korban got mixed up with a bechor or a meiser? We would send them all out to pasture. And after they all get a mum, they would be eaten with the din of a bechor or a meiser, meaning to say that a bechor or a meiser that gets a mum, even though it could be eaten outside of the Beit HaMikdash, but it has special dinim. They cannot be sold on the auction block, and when they are sold, they cannot be weighed in a regular scale, and all these korbanos, since we don't know which one is a bechor or a meiser, would have to be eaten with these dinim. And then, whichever korban is mixed up that is not a bechor or a meiser, for example, if an ola got mixed up with a bechor or a meiser, we would take the amount of money that the more valuable of these two behemoths are worth, and we would say whichever one of these korbanos is an ola should be redeemed on this money, and that money would be used to buy an ola and to be brought on the mizbeach. That we can do for the ola, as an ola could be redeemed, but for the bechor or the meiser, we cannot redeem it, as we said. So therefore, all the korbanos, since we don't know which one of the bechor or meiser, would have to be eaten after they get a mum with the same dinim of a bechor or meiser. Hakol yicholim l'taref. All korbanos, it's possible to mix them up with a different korban, and we would not know which one is which. Chutz min achatas u'min ha'asham. With the exception of a chatas and an asham, a chatas cannot be mixed up with an asham. The reason being is a chatas cannot be an ayo, and an asham can only be an ayo. So it's impossible for a chatas to get mixed up with an asham. Now, even though there are some ashamas that are not an ayo, for example, an asham atzura and an asham nazir, that they are brought as kfasim, still they cannot be mixed up with a chatas, as an asham atzura and an asham nazir are zacharim, while a chatas can only be an akeva. So a chatas can never be mixed up with an asham. A korban asham that got mixed up with a korban shlomim cannot bring them as korbanos. Instead, we should send them out to pasture until they get a mum. And when they have a mum, we would sell them. And we would redeem each one of them. We would take the amount of money that the more valuable the two is worth, and we would say whichever one of these two is an asham should be redeemed on this money. Then we would take that amount of money again and do the same for the shlomim. And then, with that money, we would buy two animals to be used as a korban asham and a korban shlomim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shneihem yishchatu b'tzavah. Rabbi Shimon argued. He says that an asham that got mixed up with a shlomim could be brought as korbanos since they both have the same matan damim on the mizbeach. Now, even though asham is kachay kachim and has to be shechted b'tzavah, that's not a problem, as we would shech both of them b'tzavah, as a shlomim could be shechted an entire azar, including the tzavah, so we would shech both of them b'tzavah, as we don't know which one is the asham. Ve'achlu kechamor shebehen. And when they are eaten, they would have to be eaten with the same dinim as the more stringent of the two, meaning the asham is more stringent, as an asham can be eaten only for the day that it is shechted and the following night, and it can only be eaten by zichrei kuna, by male kohanim, as opposed to a shlama, which could be eaten for 2 days and a night, and it could be eaten by the entire family of the kohen. And since we don't know which one is asham, we have to be stringent and eat it only for the day and the following night, and by zichrei kuna. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, ema bein kachim, the base of psul. We cannot do that. We cannot bring a shlamim that might be caused that it would become possible that it would have to be burnt. And since we don't know which one of the shlamim, we have to be machmer and give it the same dinim as an asham, that it could only be eaten for that day and the following night and by zichrei kuna. And since it could only be eaten for a short time and by a small amount of people, it's very possible it would come l'dinoser, it would be left over, and it would have to be burnt. And we should not bring a korban which might end up having to be burnt. It's better that we should send them both out to pasture and redeem them, and that way we could bring each one kedino. Nidargu chatichos bechatichos. If the meat of two different types of korbanos got mixed up, after the two korbanos were shechted, the meat of one of them got mixed up with the meat of the other. For example, kache kachem bekachem kalam. The meat of kache kachem got mixed up with the meat of kachem kalam. And the meat of kache kachem has more stringent dinim than the meat of kachem kalam, as kache kachem could only be eaten by zichrei kahuna lefneim min aklam, inside the chaser ayamayit, or in the base of Mikdash, only inside the Hazar, while kachem kalam could be eaten inside the entire Yerushalayim. Hanechalim liyomecha benechalim lishneyam. Yeyachalu kachamor shebehem. Or the meat of a korban, which could only be eaten for 1 day. For example, shamei toda got mixed up with the meat of a korban that could be eaten for 2 days. For example, a shlamim. The din is that the meat should be eaten with the dinim of the more chamor of the two, in the case that the basar kachem kalam got mixed up with the basar kachem kalam, then the din would be that it could only be eaten by zichrei kuna lefneim min aklam, and in the second case, where the meat of shamei toda got mixed up with the meat of a regular shlamim, it could only be eaten for 1 day, like the din of a shamei toda.